I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. It's not every day in our modern world that people are criminally prosecuted under the charge of witchcraft. Yet World Watch Monitor shares how four Christians in Nepal were convicted of witchcraft and violence after praying for a woman with a mental illness. Diane Romaine of Vision Beyond Borders says that probably the real tension lies with a growing Hindu nationalist sentiment and disdain for Christians. But it begins with spiritual warfare.
It comes down to the same thing that we see, you know, around the world, is that it's a spiritual persecution, that a lot of times they're not as worried about cultural differences when they come in different ways. But when it comes in with the truth of the gospel, I just think that we see everything rise up against that.
Would you consider supporting the believers in Nepal with prayer? Get the specifics at missionnews.org. And if you haven't made a New Year's resolution to read more books this year, you might want to. InterVarsity Press, the publishing arm of InterVarsity Christian Fellowship, has partnered with Missio Alliance to bring a new line of books to the Christian community. Now, these books range in topic, but all of them have a common theme of looking at current ministry issues through a theological lens. Missio Alliance's J.R. Roscoe shares,
"So I would say the line of books that we're trying to put together would be of great interest to anybody in your audience who really wants to think critically about the nature of mission in the changing landscape of North American Christianity today."
Learn more about InterVarsity Press, Missio Alliance, and the books that they're bringing to life at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries and listener supported by people just like you. We're partnering with Slavic Gospel Association to offer a free devotional written by a woman for women. It's called My Father's House by Ruth Dynica Erdell. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.